It now gives me pleasure to begin the next stage of the discussions, the third plenary. Today we will be focusing on science-policy interface in the Antarctic Treaty system. And to begin this session, to chair the session, is Dr. Sergio Morenzi. He is the Director of Science from the Argentine Antarctic Institute. Sergio and I first met when we were both at Ohio State University. Sergio was a young bird fellow at that point in the early 1990s, 91. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you Dr. Sergio Morenzi.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the second day on the Antarctic Treaty Summit. Yesterday, we learn a lot about the past, the history, and the political and scientific atmosphere that surrounded the signature of the Antarctic Treaty. And today, December the 1st, is a good time to learn something about the present-day science. Of course, we are not covering all the scientific aspects that can be covered and are being researched in Antarctica, but we will have a very good snapshot of the main scientific topics. Before presenting the first speaker, let me remind you that we will continue with the procedures like yesterday. I will introduce the speakers, and they will deliver their talks in 20 minutes. And after they complete their talks, at the end of the fourth speaker, we will have the chance for a few questions if time remains. If not, we will have a coffee break, and after that, we will have the speakers and two more invited scientists in the panel sit here, and you will have the opportunity of raise questions. Question can be written in the white card you have in the bags. You can write them during the coffee break and handle the card to the personnel or the organizing personnel of the ATS at the doors, or you can raise your hand during the panel, and we are very certain that you get the microphone to ask the question to the panel members.